You are now listening to the Voice of San Diego Podcast Network. For more information, visit voiceofsandiego.org/podcasts.
Hello, and thanks for listening to the Kept Faith Podcast.
Woohoo!
I'm Nick McCann still. What's up, Travis?
Hey, we're all virtual, Nick.
Yeah.
Go
we got
internet.
Dallas McLaughlin on the line. We're just, how you doing, man?
Oh, dude. I'm doing so good. Don't touch your face, Nick.
Oh, sorry. Whoops. Yeah, we're watching each other. We're on a Zoom. We're Zooming now.
Yes, we are.
It's the new world that we're in. We're doing the Kept Faith Podcast via Zoom. And so how are you guys doing being isolated from the world?
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Do you know how cool this would be if you didn't have kids? This would be
the best time of your
life.
I'm
glad you said that. I'm glad you said that.
I would have gotten so much more done. But yeah. It's like this whole, you got to pay attention to your kids thing.
You got to keep that another human alive thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, you don't want them watching TV all day, but those parents out there who keep posting videos and stuff of their kids, like today we're doing art for 2 hours and then we're doing sing songs for 2 hours. I literally am like, all right, get over it. Nobody likes you. Nobody cares.
Well you, those are you have a kindergartner, right? So
yeah.
Are you doing lesson plans or is that?
Well, no, because it's spring break. This would have been her spring break.
Got it.
And so I think it's funny that kids who I know that are like in the same, would have been on the same school schedule, that their parents are making them do work. And I'm like, this would have been their spring break. Like, what are you, you're building in more work for yourself. Give it 2 weeks. And then when they were supposed to go back to school, start that baby up again.
Yeah,
totally.
Totally, yeah, my son's doing like really short preschool lessons, so that's not really a big part of it yet. But I'm running out of things to do with them, so
we're going to
shut down.
I was just going to say
they
shut
down all the parks and beaches. What's up?
Yeah, they're not letting us do anything. We're going to be the generation of parents that has spent the most time with their children in history. So.
I think
going to be interesting.
Nick, I was watching this whole thing, Nick, and I was like, because you, more than most parents I know, take James out all the time.
Yeah, I take him outdoors a lot. I mean, that's kind of that's my move.
But. And I wish that Amelia was a little more into that. She doesn't really care about that stuff. She does in theory, but then when you get to like a hike, immediately she's like, can we go home?
Yeah.
So like, I wish that would happen with her, but it doesn't really. So that this must be just messing with James.
Yeah, he's an indoor kid now in a lot of ways, and he likes watching TV, and I don't really have any other ways to like make the time go by, but he's not watching a whole lot yet. But I don't know if this goes on for months, like I don't know what we're gonna do. So
start binge watching West Wing with him.
You know what we're not gonna be watching? Major League Baseball.
Hey.
And guess what today is? It's opening day, and you're listening to our TKF virtual hang for opening day.
Opening day party.
Yeah. So this was supposed to be the beginning of Fernando Tatis Jr.'s 21-year-old season, and we're not getting that back. So how are you guys feeling about that? I mean, that's the biggest thing on my mind. It's like, you know, he's never going to be 21 years old and already like a factor, which he already is. You know, this is going to be a gut punch every day in that respect.
I think, well, here's the way I'm handling it best is by playing MLB The Show, which honestly couldn't have come out at a better time. it was kind of obviously unplanned, but wow, did they luck out. So Fernando Tatis in the game is really good.
Yeah.
which actually it makes me feel a little bit better. Like, cause it would have been hard. lot of times as Padres fans, you know, like we love somebody, like we're like, Ryan Klesko's the best. And then you go on MLB The Show and he's rated like 75 and you're like, son of a.
Yeah. Where he should be, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But then like Tatis, I think when I opened the game was like 87 or something like that. I think I, you know, you could show, you could prove me wrong easily, but he was in the mid to high 80s, which that's amazing. You know what I mean? And Kirby Yates is rated like 92, I think, in the game. Like it's just, it's so that makes me feel better as a Padre fan that I can play the Padres on MLB The Show and not just get spanked every time.
Yeah.
Love it.
In my mind, this isn't happening to Tatis. He's just not a part of it.
COVID, he's on like an alternate universe never, or whatever. Where
he's just right he's now. Just like, oh, you guys are gonna deal with that, and when you come back, I will give you the summer. But, I mean, I think that's how's this gonna go. Do you guys think we're gonna have baseball maybe half a season? Are we gonna be back before the All-Star break? What are your predictions? Hot takes only,
Trav.
I'm hoping that they do a half year. That's the best case scenario.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best case, I think, at this point.
They cancel the All-Star game, and then they just say, we're doing 70 games or whatever it is.
Yeah, the half. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really big, huge bummer on many respects. You're saying, we won't ever get to see these guys at this age or this time period in their careers. And also, man, my birthday present was a hotel downtown for the weekend. I'm supposed to be checking into my hotel right now, heading out to the pool, you know, having a cocktail, getting ready to watch Fernando tomorrow. And it is just devastating for me. That I know people are dying and stuff, but like I have my priorities straight and that is really devastating.
That's a hoax. The hoax. Oh, you don't know one person. Sad. You know,
I have all my gear ready. It's just, My wife has her brown and gold shoes. Like she got Vans made.
Travis, the cure can't be worse than the virus.
Travis and I have
I'm not yet convinced that the cure is better than the virus, but
Travis and I have been talking the last couple of days of recording and everything's fine. And
why aren't you doing it?
The thing that Travis said the other day though, and I agree with him, is I've never felt more busy in my life.
Yeah, I don't. With my job and stuff, we're all working from home, and it's a matter of you figure out how to save the company or it won't be here in like 9 days. So that's what we've been doing. My parents' 40-year-old organization is about to be wiped off the face of the map because of the virus. It's pretty crazy.
And luckily, like my job that I have is, you know, kind of built for something like this, you know, like, so, and my bosses have been amazing as far as, you know, kind of giving me work and not giving me work. I mean, you have kids, you know, and then Sam, my wife, is also working from home. She's in a similar situation to Travis, who works for a theater company that right now has already had to cancel their first show. It's scary for a lot of folks. But the result of that means that we've just been doing stuff nonstop. Like I've decided, oh, I'm going to start doing creative things and then just making myself more work. I could just be watching Tiger King. That's all I should be doing. But instead,
you're killing the quarantine vlog market right now with your daughter. I mean,
we
all should be vlogging, honestly.
Yes.
Sam and I have been very, like I said, we're very fortunate that our jobs are okay, that our finances are okay. And so we've been trying to do what we can by like supporting local businesses and stuff. So we've been ordering a lot of takeout. We've been ordering like delivery wine and breweries and stuff, just trying to like do what we can to help people in the community. And so today I went and I drove to pick up lunch from this little, I don't know what you call them, artisan eateries. I don't know what the hell they are. Too expensive and too slow is really what it is. But it's delicious. But
are there guys wearing suspenders? Is that
you know what's funny is they're not wearing the line cooks wear suspenders, and almost everybody wears like a denim button up with like a fat boy newsy cap kind of thing.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, I was driving there. Two people, both of them on bikes, both of them filming their bike ride. And I'm like, they're vlogging. Everyone's vlogging. Everyone is filming themselves doing something.
Yeah, you have to. I think that's, everybody needs content. Everybody can make content. I think that's a
well, that's what's crazy about it, is that this has proven to too many people that you can do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, it's weird, you know, that there's, you feel for like people like Ben and Woods, they're doing a sports radio.
Do you really?
Yeah. They're doing a radio show and they don't have sports to talk about. I mean, well, there are no live events. That's the craziest thing about it. It's like,
well, let me go back real quick though. I like you, Travis, I had a trip planned in May. The end of May, the Padres were playing the Reds in Cincinnati.
Mm.
And I had talked to my dad and we planned this 2-day trip. I was going to fly to Cincinnati, get off the plane, meet him for a night game, spend the night, see the next game that was going to be a day game, and then fly home that night. And everything was moving forward. And then they pushed the season. And now I don't know when the season is going to start. I don't even know if the schedule is going to stay the same. Like, if you were me and I was picking, I was trying to figure it out, I would just literally start the season on whatever game would have been that day. You know what I mean? Like, if they start in the middle of May, whatever game you would have been on in the middle of May, just that's when you start. You know what I mean? I don't know what they're going to do with the schedule. I'm sure it's listed somewhere and I could just Google it, but I'm not going to. But
well, that's the big question. It's like, what sports league is going to be the first league to say, okay, we're going to do an event with 10,000 plus people, or with baseball, you know, these parks are drawing, you know, in the 30s, some 40s sometimes, you know, it's like, are they going to be the first entity, Major League Baseball? Are they going to be the first ones to do it? Is the NBA going to have enough time to come back and do it? I mean, we might have an NBA season that just ended and it's just open-ended, like the 94 strike or something like that. I mean, is it going to be okay to go into a stadium by the time football starts? I mean, that's, who's going to be the first one? That's what I'm curious about.
If it's going to be anybody, it's going to be football, because those people love Donald Trump. Like, there's no way that football doesn't go, we believe in our president, we don't kneel for the anthem, we kneel into the coronavirus and sit.
We're tough enough to beat the coronavirus.
Have you heard all this stuff about it possibly like cropping up in the fall, you know? I mean,
wait, hold on. No, just picture an NFL promo of like the, you know, the coronavirus,
the
like
spiky
the ball,
virus. Yeah.
The spiky ball and the Coors Light silver bullet train just blasting through it. The NFL's back, and like that Hank Williams guy is on the train. Oh my God.
That liberal media is not gonna stop this.
it only would be good if like they do a punt and the ball is replaced with the coronavirus or whatever, and they kick it through the goalpost.
More concern, when's the XFL coming back? This could really end that league.
My dad's torn up. My dad was into the XFL. He was watching it.
Well, at this point right now, like going over to your family's house or any talk of that amongst family members will tear your family apart. So I don't think any of these leagues are going to go back until everyone in the world thinks it's cool and kosher. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're going to be over.
No, I don't know what the answer is. We don't know what the answer is. I mean, if we're anticipating like a month and a half of people just dying in mass numbers, I mean, who's going to be the one that just says, all right, you guys ready for sports now? Like, I don't know how that's going to play, right? I don't know who it's not going to be just a sudden ending to this, you know? And at what point do they say it's safe to go into a crowd of 100 people even, you know?
Well, I do think if anybody breaks it besides baseball, I think it'll be football. And I mean, it's, you know.
So you're saying that means it goes till August, is what you're saying.
I mean, it could.
Oh, my.
I don't think we'll be quarantined till August, but I think that we're talking about the difference of people going back to work and, like Nick said, 10 to 30,000 people being in the same area.
Right, okay. Because I'm going to say, if we're quarantined till August.
You're onto something about the NFL, though, because just this week, they were asked, are you guys going to postpone the draft? And certain scouts and you know, GM, a lot of GMs have asked to do this because they've been dealing with their families too. And they just saying we should bump this back, not to have a live event, but we should just bump it back. And as far as the last I heard, Goodell is like saying, no, we're doing it on schedule. There's almost like a mandate, you know, this has to, we can't be the league that is altered in any way by this. Obviously they're not going to, it's not going to be a live studio audience during this, but they're going to do the draft at the same time. That makes me think, I mean, maybe it is an NFL preseason game that is the first, and you know, sporting event back.
I mean, oh, I can
that's
see
frightful.
That'd be insane.
Yeah. I can see a world too. I mean, I'm going to say two things here. One, I mean, this is going to sound stupid, but I really don't think it's that stupid.
Nothing is stupid right now.
I feel like the NBA league ended, or the NBA season ended when Kobe died. Oh, like, I know that that sounds stupid, but like, that was the big, I mean, that's a humongous story. And I'm not here to make fun of anything about it. I'm just saying, like, once that happened, that kind of became the underlying story for a while. You know, like it didn't really, that story kept, it was still in the ether. It was still in the zeitgeist when the coronavirus happened.
Right.
I mean, Kobe died, I think, while people knew about this. I mean, this was like the end of January when Kobe
died. It's about a solid 5 weeks before people, you know, before like.
The normal person.
Gobert, basically.
Yeah, so.
5 weeks before Gobert.
I just felt like that. And I know that sounds weird, but to me, it was like there was so much. The focus of the NBA season wasn't really about what was happening on the court so much as all the peripherals. Sorry. And I know that sounds silly, but to me, it's like, listen, if the season ended and the last thing about the season that most of us remember was that idiot Gobert touching all the microphones and then getting tested positive, but also like celebrating the career of Kobe Bryant, I honestly don't think that's the worst way to end the season. You know what I mean? Like you're going out with the season by celebrating one of the greatest to ever play the game. I know that sounds silly, maybe.
I mean,
like,
a lot of what you're saying is Kobe Bryant won the title.
I mean, yeah, essentially.
He got to six rings.
He got to six rings. I mean, you know, I don't know. I know that sounds stupid, but like to me, it's like, honestly, I don't remember thinking another, and I love basketball, and I don't remember thinking another thing about basketball after the Kobe Bryant death. Like that consumed so much of everybody's life who follow basketball. So I mean, like honestly, if the season's gone, the season's gone. I don't think the NBA comes back this season. I do think maybe baseball comes back with like limited numbers of fans, you know. Like think of like the amount of people that go see Marlins games in general, like that amount for every stadium.
You have to sit like three seats away from everybody else.
Yeah. I really do think that might be the way back in.
Yeah. I wonder about the, you know, the experts are saying that there's going to be this cropping up of numbers in the fall. And would that be just a nightmare for a, you know, like an MLB postseason? Would that, I just wonder about that more than anything. But if they don't like get it together by July, I mean, what are we talking about here? A 50 game season before the playoffs? I just don't see it. They might just tank the whole year.
I don't think they tank the whole year. I think to preserve people's livelihood, so to speak, I think they put together some kind of a season, even if it's like almost like an exhibition season.
Right.
Like if you get to maybe you're only playing 80 games, maybe that's just what it is. Like it's a special season where, you know, there's no World Series champ. There's still the playoffs and all that stuff, but there is no champ this year. You know, like.
Yeah, I don't think you can go without playing.
The most sense.
What if you just did a World Baseball Classic with no fans?
So, well, I mean, I think that they don't start playing games until they're allowed a certain number of people in the stands. But I do love the idea, like a World Baseball Classic format. That would be dope.
Yeah. Let's look at the Padres situation right now. I mean, you have Tatis, who's, you know, he's about to enter into this. This is supposed to be his breakout season. There's a little stakes involved where, you know, if he does get hurt, it would have been. Could have been put into a different category. Like he might be an injury guy if he gets hurt again. You know, that was on the table this year. Then you have Mackenzie Gore and Patino, who, you know, they're about ready. They need to start facing the top level of competition, or at least, you know, show some progress. You know, they they're not going to be facing hitters for, you know, half a season. So,
I mean, yeah.
Where were you on the season before it ended or it stopped? Or I don't know. Where are you now with the Padres now?
Well, I mean, in MLB The Show, we are currently 12-4.
Hey.
I know. You know what sucks is Denelson Lament.
Yep.
Denelson Lament. He's having a rough season. So, you know, it's a bummer. I don't know why. Tons of strikeouts, but just a lot of walks. So, but listen, where I was on the season before, I was pretty excited, you know, like, I mean,
yeah.
It just felt like we've talked about this on the podcast before. It felt like this season more than any other season in recent memory, like we had just a new organization. We had new head coach. I always loved, I always loved Balsley, but Balsley was gone. Mm-hmm. New head coach, new pitching coach. Like there was just a new clubhouse put together, essentially. It's weird to think about Tatis. Like we had Hudson Lorenzo on, you know, a while ago, who's 13 or whatever he is. Like Tatis is the first superstar he's going to ever remember. Like he barely knew who Adrian was, I imagine. You know what I mean? So it's like Tatis is, we have a new generation of Padres players and have new colors, you know, new uniforms.
It used to be Manny's bounce back. Manny's bounce back year was supposed to happen, you know?
Yeah, just FYI, in the show.
Hey.
Pham and Machado batting back to back is a winning combination.
Yeah. Well, and like, in spring training, Will Myers was ripping the baseball. Like if that was about to continue,
oh,
we were stoked that we kept him. I mean, that accident worked out because he's been a one man offense.
I was ready for Tommy Pham, or I was ready for Tommy Pham to like. It's Tommy Pham, right? Yeah. Tommy Pham, like, I was ready for him to give some really uncomfortable interviews with local media. He's pretty funny like that. He can tell he likes to mess with people.
Yeah, he's surly.
And he's good on Instagram Live. It's I needed some of that. I was ready to just fall for him pretty hard because he seemed like he would have ruffled some feathers in the locker room, like, with people interviewing him. He did some stuff with Marty Caswell and he was pretty funny, but
yeah, I was excited for the season and I was, you know, I always forget how much I miss baseball until it's about 3 weeks before the season starts, or actually until it's about 2 weeks before our fantasy baseball draft. And then I'm like, oh man, I literally can't wait for baseball to come back. I was so excited. And I think that's why, honestly, one of the reasons why I think it's important that it does come back in some way. And because I don't mean to make this comparison like complete, like it's not a completely, what do they say, lateral comparison? I don't know, or equal comparison. But like 9/11 was a horrible, horrible event. And one of the things that was helped everybody kind of come back from that and reboot a little bit was baseball came back. You know, they had baseball come back and they played games and baseball and the games that they played, they made sure to celebrate everybody who was involved in that, you know, bring out the first responders, bring out the firemen, bring out, you know, everybody who helped and who was still helping. And they really used that platform to pay tribute to everything that was happening. And I feel like that's the best thing we have about sports, is that sports is used as that platform to always make us forget about the horrible things in life. So we can sit here and argue about if Tatis was going to have, you know, or if Will Myers was going to have a good season or not. So I do think
that Tatis is going to have a good season. There's no doubt about that. Yeah.
Will Myers is going to have a good season. So it's important for us, I think, as a whole, as a society, to have baseball or any sport really, but baseball would be the one that I think would be the easiest to come back because they have so much more of the season left and people need something to rally around. And baseball can use that platform to maybe bring out some of these doctors who are fighting and working hard, bring out some of these people who are fighting and working hard, and then we can celebrate them and we can all rally behind it. It's a unique platform to use to be able to rally the country together, not just to watch sports, but around a certain cause. And that's why I think it needs to come back in some way.
Yeah. And there's also, you know, I think you're right. I think that baseball has this added element to it where it is so much part of the national fabric where, you know, no matter what happens, if it's World War II, if it's World War I, II, all these things throughout the, you know, it's time, you know, it always comes back. It always, it's a resilient, there's a resilience to it that always comes back no matter what's happening in the country. We can always count on baseball being there.
Well, it's the James Earl Jones speech.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like the old joke that like on the day that Custer died, on the day of Custer's last stance, the White Sox beat the Reds like 3-2. There's like there's an actual newspaper that says that. You know, it's so much a part of us, and it's always supposed to be there. But now we can't do social gatherings like that. It's really bizarre. I mean, Dallas, you're a comedian. You spend a lot of time in clubs. Like, you can't go to the clubs anymore. You can't do stand up anymore. Like, there's no social gathering. There's no outlet for people to, like, release that. That's the hardest part of this, I think. You can't really do anything.
Yeah. I mean, I think people are starting to. You're either starting to really embrace it or you're starting to kind of lose your mind about it. And I like doing stand-up's fun, but it really, you know, for me, it was never something that I was like, I got to get back on stage. You know, it hadn't been like that for a while. And now I'm just like, man, just let me go. I'll go do stand-up outside 7-Eleven. Just somebody give me a chance, you know?
One thing I've noted, I feel like now that's changed is this is just so massive and so horrible that you can make really dark, fucked up jokes about death and nobody can say anything. Like you can go as dark as you want now, pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, you can't say anything crazy right now.
There's nothing. Yeah. What are the lines even for comedy now? I don't even know.
Well, I remember the last couple of shows I did, I was joking about the coronavirus because it seemed so, you know, for lack of a better word, foreign to us. Like it wasn't something that was actually going to do anything. And then like during the Dave Attell weekend, like we joked about the coronavirus, you know, and we joked about the fact that if you're downtown San Diego on a weekend, you could catch everything. So don't be worried about the coronavirus. But like, then the last show that I did about a week and a half ago, I was downtown and it was like a real fear. I mean, that was the day, I think it was, is when something big had just happened. Like they just shut down something, like they put Italy on lockdown or something like that. And it was like a real fear for people. And the host kind of came out and joked about it a little bit, but you couldn't really make it work. Like, and then I kind of came out and started saying stuff and people were just, it was just weird. It was like the vibe was so weird. It just changed like almost overnight.
Was that after Rudy with Gobert?
That was after Gobert.
Yeah.
I think it was you know what? That morning, that was what happened. They shut down the NBA season.
Yeah.
So that morning they announced, or that afternoon they announced the NBA season was done for the year. And Tom Hanks had it. Those two things happened. Right. And so like that's when it became real for people, you know? And so like, yeah, the crowd was half full and it was just the vibe was like, we're all gonna die.
Hey,
and
if Tom Hanks hadn't have got it, we would not be in lockdown. Let's just admit that right now.
I have no problem admitting that.
I had tickets for Pod Save America Live that Friday night and that got at the Civic and it was just canceled. So
yeah, I mean, in an instant, I had every show for the next 2 weeks canceled for stand-up, you know, like that night. But by the time I was done with that show, I had messages about every show I was doing for the next 2 weeks. Jeez. And it became real for people because like I said, who gives a crap if I can't do stand-up? Like, that's such a minor issue. But at the same time, it's like there are people who that's their career. Like, their career is stand-up. They can't do it. Like, they lost their money. You know what I mean? Like, these basketball players, like, luckily they hopefully, or baseball players, hopefully they have some nest eggs. They have some money. They're not going to, they haven't been just blowing everything.
Well, the Padres are still charging us for season tickets. So they have that.
Oh, are they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've gotten my charges since That was a weird morning waking up saying, oh, this charge has come through the Padres. I'm like, oh.
Very nice.
You're not doing spring training or doing anything, but you're charging me for my season tickets. Very interesting.
Are they going to, have they said anything to you? Or is
no,
it just
kind of- not a word. And I've gotten an email from almost every single organization in the entire world that I've ever like gotten social distancing contact with. And yet the Padres and my rep have been remarkably quiet.
That's amazing. I'm a Seals season ticket holder, and I got a phone call, and they just asked me how I was doing. I told them I was like scared and, you know, losing money. She really listened. It was cool.
Did you get a phone call from Joe Tsai? Was he like, he's like, hey, Nick McCann, this is Joe.
In the space. To me, Joe Tsai is kind of like the billionaire from Contact.
Oh, yeah.
He's up there all the time.
You still want to go to space?
You want to go to space? I'm watching Contact tonight.
As you should. I watched Shawshank last night.
So what do you think the Padres or like Fox Sports San Diego should do when these games are not happening? Do you think, what kind of content should they be putting out to get us through this? More
1998
more
season. Just 1998 season, bro.
Just play it every day. Just play every day. Every game that correlates, right?
You know they want to. You know they want to. They didn't get it all out of their system in the 2018 season where they...
How could they?
I mean, that's the last time we were all really happy. Let's do that. Bring that back.
I want to see every game, and then I want to see only like Sterling Hitchcock pitches, right? Just when he's pitching. I want to see Donnie Wall home run highlight package.
John Vanderwall.
I want to see that. Was it a grand slam that Steve Finley hit, that walk off mid season?
Oh yeah, right.
I was at the Beachcomber, and I've never experienced anything like that, where people were literally pouring pitchers of beer over each other's heads. Like it was.
Whoa, the Beachcomber. That's a blast from the past.
That was one of the more fun memories watching baseball ever. Because we were way down. Everyone had like forgot about the game it was on, and we were all not paying attention, and then all of a sudden they started making this comeback, and then Finley hit a walk-off grand slam, and it was amazing.
What if they did just a check-in with all the players, like, what are you guys doing through quarantine? And they go to like Tatis, and he's hitting baseballs with a fungo to like dolphins on the beach or something like that.
Right. Well, we know what he's doing. He's playing himself in the
He's
MLB
playing
the show.
Yeah.
They got the chop and everything going. Dallas, have you chopped yet? Have you personally experienced a chop, or are you not performing like that?
I play fast mode.
Oh, whoa, I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means. Sorry.
You don't know what that means? There's presentation mode, and then there's, I think it's just called fast mode.
Are you just simulating the games?
No. It just goes from batter to pitcher. Like, it just goes from play to play. It doesn't, like, do the in-between stuff.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
I really want to get it. I just don't have time yet, so. But if my company goes under, I'll have time, so I'll do that.
I'm sorry, Travis.
No, it's fine. It is what it is. We're doing what we can.
Yeah, my company's pretty much stuck. I don't know what's going on. So, good times.
Good times.
Let's get some of that YouTube money, Dallas. Give us some of that YouTube.
This is why we need baseball, man.
I know. Well, hey, you know, before we get out of here, I'd like to really say thanks to all the people that donated, became patrons and patron, you know, maybe for part of the time or the whole time we had it up. We decided to suspend that just during this whole crisis. But I just want to say thanks a lot for the support through the years. That was really helpful and gave us a lot of motivation and gave us a lot of freedom to do more stuff like live events. And we bought a lot of equipment and were able to pay some people. So it was cool. Thanks a lot for doing that. We'll announce when we're going to bring that back up when we, have live sports to look at some point. I don't know like how this is going to go, but, you know, I think I speak for all of us. We hope everybody stays safe and positive and sane through this whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
What do you got, Dallas?
No, I was going to say, I agree with you. And hopefully we can find the time and the interest to write about stuff maybe do some more pods. I mean, you're right. Ben and Woods are in a tough situation and trying to come up with stuff without sports. But I feel like Woods has done it before. So hopefully they're going to be fine. And I mean, you know, honestly, just before we go, that's what kind of confuses me about people like radio stations and stuff, like Kevin and Bean just got fired or whatever.
Yeah.
When people are like, oh, well, we got to fire you. Like what? Like this is a lot of companies are just using this as an excuse, I think, to get rid of people. Cause what, I mean,
yeah. Shout out to the San Diego Magazine. A lot of great people lost their jobs. That really sucks.
Any owner there wants to, you know, try to get it back together after, you know, this is all over. Like he wants to, that's his plan. So like, I do feel like, you know, that people are using his excuse. And I feel like hopefully 97.3 is looking at this, like people like Ben and Woods, and this is content that they're taking in, not just Ben and Woods, but everybody, but they're taking in that content. And we're right now in a time where that makes almost more sense than normal to sit around and listen to people talk. So I just hope that companies don't use this as an excuse to get rid of people when they really don't have to.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's really
continued on the next Everything's Fine podcast.
Yeah. I shout out to Ben and Woods. I caught a little bit of them the other day, and they basically pitched out, hey, let's start a poll, Rams versus goats. Which ones are better? And I was like, damn, dog. That's I mean, Rams, right?
That's we're all
Rams.
Where we're at.
Yeah. Rams
versus ice cream flavor.
Yeah. I know. But yeah, we're just going to watch how this goes. And hopefully when we find out that, you know, baseball or indoor lacrosse, soccer, I don't know what else, if anybody's going to compete, we'll look at it, I guess, and talk about it. So, you know, stay safe and we'll try to check in with you later.
Hopefully, like, isn't there a darts or bowling league that has figured out
curling?
This is their prime opportunity. Yeah, but
I feel like bowling has social distancing built in,
right? Yeah. And so does darts.
Yeah, right.
Like walk over to the center thing, walk out to your side, then the other guy walks over. I mean, you could make it work. We got to have something, man.
My son's really into watching these monster truck YouTubes of the old, like the old Monster Jam run,
Gravedigger
stuff. So
UFC still going on, isn't that true? And then WWE is still going on, I guess. Maybe
bring back BattleBots. Bring back.
There you go.
Yeah, dude. BattleBots.
Right. Well, hey, Dallas, do you have anything? I guess you don't have anything to promote. Except
you can watch my. I've been making videos with my daughter on.
It. She's really funny.
She's great. I've been making videos with my daughter. We've been cooking things in the kitchen. It's called Quarantine Kitchen, and if you don't. The only place you can see it is on my Instagram or Facebook. So you can just search me on both of those places, Dallas McLaughlin. And then you can see the videos there. I don't know if you can just search Quarantine Kitchen on IGTV or something like that, because that's where it is. But whatever, that's what I've been doing. So check those out.
Cool.
And I never promote, but I will, because we're moving my whole organization online. So if you want to go to cytsandiego.org and you have kids that want musical theater training online, we're converting our whole organization to that format. So check it out.
And I'm going to teach a class too.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might actually do a Photoshop seminar to teach you how to do like green screen posters and that kind of stuff, cool. Which anyone might enjoy. So check it out. Cool. cytsandiego.org.
Sweet. So, yeah, well, check us out next time we do this. I don't know when that'll be, but Voice San Diego, they're still working. They're still doing it. So they're coming out with some cool stuff. And we'll see you next safe time. I don't know, safe month. Don't get the COVID. Bye. Play the Cubs.
The Padres are
ball busters.
Well, hit deep right at the fence. It is going. It is going.
Drive right center field. Way back there. Way back there. Near. Going. Going. It's gone.
Great play. Off balance. Throw to first. They got him. The sensational play by Alan Wiggins.
2-0. High fly ball. Well hit right field. Look out. Maldonado at the wall. Terry Kennedy. Home run.
Drive to deep right field. If it's fair, the Padres will have the lead. It is.
The show you just heard was part of the Voice of San Diego podcast network. To hear other great shows like the Voice of San Diego podcast, I Made It in San Diego, a show all about the people behind the region's businesses, the award-winning Culture Cast, the Kept Faith, a San Diego sports show, and more, please visit voiceofsandiego.org/podcasts. If you'd like to sponsor any of the podcasts, please email Aaron at voiceofsandiego.org. That's E-R-I-N at VOSD.org.